You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, I'm Neil Gosman. I'm an amateur photographer and videographer. Direct from New York City comes a rare concert of Yiddish theater and song. It's presented by two young performers, both fluent in Yiddish, a language and culture once used by millions, but now surviving only in scattered communities. Amanda Siegel, a Wisconsin native, first learned Yiddish in Minnesota before moving to New York City to become a respected singer-songwriter and recording artist. She builds on a rich Yerusha, cultural legacy, with her own modern compositions. Shane Baker, who bills himself as the best-loved Episcopalian on the Yiddish stage today, is an off-Broadway regular. He blends the serious and the funny, the high and the low, all with great Menschlichkeit, or humanity. They are coming to Minnesota this Sunday to perform at the upcoming meeting of the Minneapolis Yiddish Winkel Club at the Sabus JCC Theater in St. Louis Park. The performance takes place at 2 p.m. and is open to the public at a very off-Broadway admission price.
Hi, my name is Erica Donnie, and I'm an artist of many stripes. This weekend, I'm going to the Twin Cities Tap Festival. The Twin Cities Tap Festival brings together local and national tap talent. Tap dance is an American art form that has roots in African, Irish, and English dances. What I really like about tap dance is the sound that it makes and the rhythm that it creates. The showcase features 4 days of performances. Tonight, you can see the best youth tap dancers around the region. Tomorrow and Saturday, you can see top national talent, including performers from right here in the Twin Cities, Flying Foot Forum and Keen Sense of Rhythm. Shows are at the Kohl Center for Dance in downtown Minneapolis. Plus, on Sunday, there's a live music and tap jam from 6 to 9 p.m. at Kieran's Pub.
Hi, my name is Chris Faust, and I'm a photographer in the Twin Cities. I love panoramic photography, especially the kind of panoramic photos that David Hewson makes. He's got a show up now at the Anderson Center in Red Wing, called Upper Mississippi Project. He makes photos from a drone looking out and across the river like a map from the 1800s. You see all these details and cultural landscape of river towns against a backdrop of the Mississippi River. He manages to give you tons of information without filling the image with visual noise. Frankly, as a photographer, seeing this show made me want to go out and buy a drone and start experimenting. You can see David Hewson's Upper Mississippi Project through November 21st at the Anderson Center in Red Wing.